WAUK Jackson, Milwaukee's real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Wallace. Days after President Trump paused military aid and surveillance sharing with Ukraine, supporters of the country rallied in Washington, D.C.
Stand with Ukraine! Stand with Ukraine!
CBS's Nicole Killian has more.
This week, Senate Intelligence Vice Chair Mark Warner spoke about the Trump administration's move to end some intelligence sharing with Ukraine.
But if we are not sharing intelligence with Ukraine, which the CIA director said is the case, and are doing huge damage to Ukraine's chances to defend itself.
Senior U.S. and Ukrainian officials will meet in Saudi Arabia next week. On this International Women's Day, there are hundreds of marches across the country and globally. More from CBS's Elaine Cobb.
Women's groups around the world say that reproductive rights for women are one of the most important rights because it allows women to control their lives and to mean that they can live outside of the family and that they're not just seen as baby makers or carers for the family.
Elaine points out there are still some parts of the world where female babies are unwanted. Doge protesters have also been busy. People upset with Elon Musk's federal job cuts have been rallying at Tesla showrooms. Virginia Democratic Congressman Don Beyer held a job fair for fired federal workers today.
We need to help our family, our friends, our neighbors, people that have really been displaced by this. Ultimately, we're going to have to hold Donald Trump and Elon Musk accountable for what happens to the American people.
Beyer says he's hoping the reported clash between Musk and Secretary of State Marco Rubio over job cuts during a cabinet meeting Thursday will be a turning point and slow the layoffs down. On social media today, President Trump said Rubio and Musk have a great relationship. The president also applauded the stopgap spending bill House Republicans have rolled out to avert a government shutdown next week. Trump urged all Republicans on Capitol Hill to support the bill. The president is now threatening Russia with sanctions and tariffs as he tries to get peace talks going to end the war in Ukraine. CBS's Bradley Blackburn has the latest on Trump's other tariff plans.
Dr. Indira Gurubegavatula is director of Penn Medicine's Sleep Medicine Fellowship. She says limiting alcohol and caffeine can make the transition easier.
Even if you do fall asleep, sometimes caffeine actually disrupts the quality of your sleep so that the next day you're not as refreshed as you could be.
President Trump is in favor of eliminating the biannual time change, but said supporters are split on whether daylight time or standard time should be permanent. Dr. Gurubegavatula and other sleep researchers are endorsing a shift to permanent standard time.
This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Brandy, cow chips, and great local music. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Welcome to the second hour of Max Inc. on Civic Media. Original local music from Wisconsin. Jimmy K. and Rocker hanging out with you. Max Inc. Radio is sponsored by the Aaron Weber Group, now powered by Compass. You can buy or sell your next home right now at movetomadison.com. Earlier this evening, Rocker and I were talking about festivals. We got one to tell you about after this double dip of Bing Bong. This clear blue sky. It's Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music.
Eyes of green and hair of red. right through my eyes, see my thoughts deep inside. How do we get here? What do we do to make it right? Just to make it right.
Sync on Civic Media, we are local music. The Mighty Bing Bong out of Madison. That song is from, both of the songs are actually from the latest album, Hip Economist. That song was called, I love that, by the way, I love the name of that album, Hip Economist. Make It Right and Clear Blue Sky. Rocker, they just released breaking news, I guess, if you're, unless you're following the Bing Bong Facebook page, but on Friday, July the 4th, Bing Bong will be playing at the Monona Community Festival in the beer tent. They're playing the 4th of July weekend for Monona, Rocker. And that particular festival, I'm happy to see it. It's going to happen.
It almost went away, Jimmy.
I know.
But, you know, people wanted to see it happen, much like Atwood Fest, actually, and they brought it back. And so that's really cool because so far I haven't seen any other bands scheduled in that beer tent. So that is breaking news with Bing Bong playing the beer tent there. But, you know, there are some other really cool events happening there. There are fireworks that happen, right?
The Monona fireworks, yep.
There's a tasting room cigar tent interesting. There is a cornhole tournament. Ooh. So you can, you know, do your best. Now, Jimmy, classic car show. I know you love classic cars. Everybody does.
Sure.
But here's the thing, Jimmy. Have you ever been to a wife carry?
I've never been to a wife carry. I've been to the classic car show. That I think they do that at the East Side Club.
But you never done the wife carry? You haven't grabbed Leona and headed out and done like an obstacle course where they're on your back?
No, but I really want to now. Now that you mention this, yes, I'm all in.
You got to carry your wife
and
through an obstacle course.
Okay, without dropping her.
Against other husbands that are carrying their wives.
Yeah, okay.
Right?
Is a test of strength or... Or
I think it's probably a test of everything, Jimmy. Everything you got.
Is the wife being a wife while you're going through the obstacle course? Like, are you getting drilled because he didn't do the dishes or you left your socks on the floor? And the dog
I think, you know, you're going to find, you know, the keys to your marriage during the wife carry.
I think that's right. It's going to all come out in the wife carry.
That's right.
Hopefully there's a couple of pitchers of beer at the end of the trail there for you.
Well, there's a beer tent with the band, Jimmy.
Right. And the cigar smoking tent. I like that, too.
Yes.
Awesome. How you doing, everybody? Welcome to Max Inc. on Civic Media, original local music from Wisconsin. I'm Jimmy Kay. He's Rocker. And Rocker, we still got plenty of show ahead of us tonight. What's coming up, brother?
Jimmy, there is a Wisconsin musician who has traveled the world, often playing on the streets as a busker. And coming up on Max Inc. Radio, Sam Nash shares an interesting update on the business of street musicians. And he tells our Terry Barr where you can see him live later this month. And then Emmy Castro, she is going to be in the studio with her sax player and a guitarist. And she is a Peruvian singer of Peruvian Creole music. And she moved to Madison. She's coming in to perform a few new songs and tell us about upcoming show this month, and they have a new album.
Really?
Yeah.
Nice.
And Max Inc. After Hours with Rob Roberts, 10 p.m. to midnight.
10 p.m. We'd love to hear from you as well, 844-967-2789. You can call or text us from the Civic Media app. What about you, Rocker? Have you done the wife carry? Do you think you and Alice could this could be a good rehabilitation project for you?
Yeah,
you know?
I don't know if my doctors would agree with you, Jimmy.
Okay.
I think I still got to do a little more treadmill first.
Okay.
I'd have to train. Maybe I could train.
You would have to
get
train.
Get to this for like next year.
This would be something you would have to practice. This is not something you just want to go and
willy-nilly. You know, you got to build like a full-on obstacle course in your backyard.
Yeah.
Right? And then train.
Right.
And then, you know, wow.
What about the husband carry? Why can't there be a husband carry? Where,
I like that idea.
Where the wife carries us.
Yeah.
That's probably more true to real life anyway.
Definitely. I think I could participate in that quicker.
I know I would win that. Hey, the Madison Area Music Association Awards is ongoing right now. The Mamas, you hear us talking about it quite a bit here on the radio.
Madison Area Music Association.
They're awesome. TheMamas.org. First round voting is open right now. So you could go vote for your favorite songs, your favorite musicians, your favorite radio DJs, your favorite radio station that plays local music on a Saturday night for 6 hours and repeats it on Sunday.
And there's a whole bunch of other local music personalities. That are up for awards as well.
I love the People Choice Awards. Your favorite sound studio, your favorite venue, your
favorite music fan, right?
Your
favorite roadie.
Favorite roadie. A cat. Roadie the cat won it 1 year.
Wow.
Well, you know.
That's like an unfair advantage, isn't it?
Well, you know, they're a cat. I mean, they get carried, so, you know, they get the privileges, you know.
How can we win against a cat?
And plus, it's Kelsey's Miles cat, so, you know, you can't go wrong there. The Mamas, great charitable organization. They help put musical instruments in the hands of kids. They've donated. I was talking to Dana Perry the other day, and they've donated. She just did a instrument handoff. I think it was a couple saxophones or something like that to some school.
Oh, yeah. I saw that.
Yeah, they needed some saxophones. And here come the Mamas to the rescue, giving a saxophone to the kids so they can play the sax. I love that, you know. Plus the Clyde Stubblefield Scholarship Fund, you know, if someone's going to school music related, you know, that could benefit you, you know. Also, the Mama Cares, helping Madison musicians and artists out in the time of need. Of course, don't forget about the 10th anniversary ball coming up on March 30th at the High Noon Saloon. Go to themamas.org, themamas.org. Make a donation. I mean, $5, that's what it's going to cost you so you could cast your vote for your favorite musicians. All that money, though, goes into the fund to help kids, help Madison musicians out. And don't forget about the Mama Cares and be part of the music scene. That's all we ask, right, Rocker?
That's right, Jimmy. Sounds good to me.
So let's do that right now. Themamas.org is a perfect Saturday activity. We got music on the way from work. We'll do some Beth Keeley Band right now. She's got a handful of mamas. She should. She deserves them. Here's her new one, Beth Keeley Band. Won't You Let Me Love You? That's the Beth Keeley Band, Max Inc. on Civic Media. Hey, these guys got a show coming up with JoJo Green Friday, March 21st at the Crystal Corner Bar here in Madison. It's the Mighty Work. This is Ignition. It's Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music.
Hey, Mrs. Kane, get off Mr. Kane. Listen to Max Inc. Radio.
Get out of here or I'll kick your ass.
Radio for the people.
Standing at a station, smoking somewhere between the night and night of day. She walked up to me looking worn as me and said, hey, can I bum a light? She was making conversation as I gave her the flame. And through a cloud of smoke she looked up. Said I swear I'd pay money just to see some stars, but the gas just went up a dime. Give me one good reason why I feel so strange. Yeah, life goes on around me, but I feel no change. Be it light or dark, I just want to let it in. Let it in a little until then I'm caught in the middle. I'm caught in the middle. I can feel it coming every time I listen to the radio. Every single DJ is playing the same damn songs they played an hour ago. Yeah, the only thing I'm feeling is my guitar strings flowing through my consciousness. Let me hear a little music with an attitude.
Sync on Civic Media. We are local music. Dana Perry and In the Middle. You can see Dana Perry play Sunday, March 9th with the Prairie Flowers. That's at the Wisconsin Brewing Company in Verona. And then again on Sunday, March 15th at the Bowawa. I'm not sure if I'm saying that right. Brewing Company in Oregon. How you doing, everybody? I'm Jimmy K here with Rocker. Hey, Terry Barr is going to check in just a couple of minutes with her conversation with Sam Ness. We're going to talk about busking and, of course, the Big Mama Cares anniversary ball happening at the High Noon Saloon March 30th. All the details are forthcoming, and plus it's always going to be great to hear from Terry Barr and, of course, Sam Ness. Max Inc. Radio is sponsored by Carbon 4 Brewing Company, located on Madison's east side. They're making high-quality beers with the best ingredients they can find. You can visit their tap room to try exclusive creations by their brewers, plus a sampling of local snacks and live music. Get more information and get the full lineup at carbon4.com. Also by Doughboys Pizza in Madison, a family pizza restaurant. You can taste the difference with recipes that are over 100 years old. They're located in Northgate Mall in Madison. Delivery to Madison's north, east, and downtown areas. Doughboysmadison.com. Doughboysmadison.com. Or call and order your pizza pie right now at 608-467-3017.
Brats, brandy, cow chips, and great local music. This is Max Inc. Radio.
We are local music.
Noah's Ark Pet Center is a little store on Madison's north side with a lot of character, where employees really get to know you and your pet's needs. But the best part? The kittens roaming the store. It's cat therapy every day at Noah's Ark Pet Center. Ask about feline adoption services, too. It's Noah's Ark Pet Supplies, Pet Grooming, and Pet Food Center, 1289 North Sherman Avenue in Madison, or online at noahsarkpetcenter.net, a health food store for your pets.
The next time you want a pizza, try Doughboy's Pizza in Madison, a family pizza restaurant. You can taste the difference with recipes that are over 100 years old. Located in Northgate Mall in Madison for lunch and dinner takeout or delivery to Madison's north and east sides and downtown. Search Doughboy's Pizza online or call 608-467-3017. 467-3017. Treat your family to Doughboy's Pizza Madison today.
The music, the hair, the experience. It's Cherry Pie live in concert, playing the biggest hair band hits and ballads of the 80s. Def Leppard, Guns N' Roses, Poison, Warrant, and the list goes on. Friday, March 14th at the Loxley Live Music Venue at 5264 Verona Road in Fitchburg. It's the old Dry Bean location. It's Cherry Pie live in concert. Get tickets at LoxleyVenue.com. That's L-O-X-L-E-Y Venue.com.
Visit Full Mile Beer Company and Kitchen in downtown Sun Prairie today. Join the Mug Club and get great perks like your own Full Mile mug and dollar off pours. 132 Market Street in downtown Sun Prairie. See the full menu and join the Mug Club at FullMileBeerCompany.com.
You found Wisconsin's local music authority. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Truck pulled over to the side of the road. Said, where are you trying to go? So I throw my guitar in the back. Say, hell, I don't know. Well, I got things to see and I got itchy feet. I hit the road. And I got nowhere to be, and I got this hunger in me. Whoa, 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 whoa.
The song you are listening to right now is called Alexander, and it is done by singer-songwriter Sam Ness. And Sam joins us to talk about his music, what he's up to, and of course, the Mama Cares 10th anniversary. Sam, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you very much for having me back on the show, Ms. Terry Marr. It's been way too long.
Absolutely. So this song, Alexander, what is it about?
I wrote that when I was hitchhiking through the Outer Hebrides outside of Scotland. I was 18 and I was wandering through kind of like the West Coast, and I met a guy in a hostel. We shot some pool and he said, hey, I've got a hostel out in the Hebrides. You should come visit. And a couple days later, all the money that I had saved up was gone. And, you know, I was 18. I didn't know any better. I spent it all on pints and fish and chips. And I had like 40, 50 pounds left. I was like, all right, I should be able to make that work for the next 3 weeks. I was walking down the middle of town in Oban, and something caught my eye. It was the headstock of a guitar that was shiny. It was like a tuning machine that had glimmered like something out of a movie, right? It's like a cliche. And I looked at the price tag, and it was the exact amount of money that I had left. And so I spent the last dime I had on this guitar, and I spent the next 3 weeks hitchhiking through the Hebrides, just kind of trading songs for food and places to stay and making friends as I went. And it was such a great time. That song was kind of an ode to that trip, but also for the inspiration that pushed me to go out.
What a beautiful story. You did so much of that over time. Of course, you did so much busking. We've always talked about your experiences traveling the world and being a busker. Are you still going to do some of that? Or do you feel like maybe that's a little bit in the past now?
Actually, recently, some of that has come back up. festivals that I've been lucky enough to work my way into have been trying to reach out and do more stuff with pro buskers. I think that there's been a really cool push online lately that recognizes buskers as independent talent. A lot of them, their craft is street performance. Like if you put them on a main stage, that's not where they feel at home. And I was that way for quite a while. And so to appreciate and respect them as an art form in itself, I think is really cool. It's also a really strange time right now. You know, economy is tough all over the world. And post-pandemic, a lot of buskers had to find a way to make it work that wasn't busking because there wasn't a lot of tourism around. There wasn't a lot of people out on the street with extra money. And sadly, a lot of the people that were pro buskers for decades just don't do it anymore. And the scene has shifted a lot. I still have such a passion for playing in the street and it really fills my battery quickly. So I try to go down and do it in Madison when I can. I have a special spot actually on the wall behind me for a bulletin board for all the street performing citations that I've gotten. And it's only growing, you know, so I'm not going
to
stop.
Well, we know you hope to make money, a little bit of money when you're busking on the street. But in many cases, you ended up paying out the money because you got a citation.
Yes. Yeah, not uncommon. Just take it with some humor and usually give the officers a free CD and on we go.
Sam for the president of the Buskers Union. I like that. Yeah. Okay, so now the big question. What have you been up to? And I know you're working on some new music, so yay.
I am. Actually, the last time we chatted, I think was about 400 or 500 shows ago. So I've been busy since I last saw you. Since then, in the last year, I have bought a home where I'm sitting now in what will be my studio. A lot of the new music that I've been working on has been about my search for home. You know, I love the road. I sincerely love being out and traveling, but when it's one long road without any kind of interlude, it can get a little dizzying. It's easy for my social battery to kind of burn out. So now that I've found a place and I've kind of been a recluse for a few months, all of a sudden my battery is filling up, my musical battery's filling, just shifting perspective and trying to write about it now that I'm here and some of the shifts that I have found. My creativity is kind of blossoming and, you know, blooming again. To answer your question, a lot of changes and a lot of them are just around finding a home.
Well, you seem so happy and I can't wait to hear this new music that is blossoming out of everything that you're going through, which is really obviously great things right now. So I'm glad to hear that.
Yeah, thank you. You know, I wanted to find somewhere beautiful that the scenery would find its way into my music. I think I found it. So thank you for being excited with me.
You know, for people that maybe are listening to this and haven't had the chance to actually see you perform or even really know who you are, what would you tell people about your musical career? When did you actually start playing?
Yeah, I think I was probably 14, 15. I started playing guitar. I was playing piano before that, but I was always really bad at it. I circled back on that later, and I am now currently a student of piano again, trying to find my way on that instrument. But yeah, I started playing guitar, started writing songs in high school, and got involved with a lot of theater stuff. And that was kind of my first big push into really, really falling in love with performing itself. Did some musicals and show choir and things like that. I went to Sauk Prairie High School and they've got a really strong program, really pushed me. And I thought that that's what I was going to pursue until I decided randomly to cancel all my plans to go to college to pursue theater. And someone I never met before bought me a one-way ticket to Scotland. I ended up in Scotland with about $200 and my guitar. That ran out pretty quick. I was, you know, couch surfing and sleeping in the woods and sleeping under bridges and doing that whole thing until I learned how to be a busker to survive and fell in love with performing as a solo artist. And I never really looked back. I've been doing it ever since. I came home just to work on an album, started developing a career here in the Midwest to fund that album. Have branched out on many adventures since, and the theme throughout my music is about travel, about adventure, about finding home wherever you are and always, you know, trying to face the horizon with optimism when possible. And
well, we have this amazing opportunity coming up at the end of this month at the Mama Cares. It's the 10th anniversary celebration. I guess I want to know, why did you say yes? Why are you involved in this Mama Cares show?
I know people directly that have been positively impacted by Mama Cares. I love that my job allows me to support benefits or charities, but this is something that's very specific and it helps people in our community. Yeah, I think it's going to be a great time also. Great time with great music. I saw the other folks on the lineup, and it is going to be a heck of a show.
It's the Mama Cares 10th anniversary. It's March 30th. It's at High Noon Saloon in Madison. And along with Sam, we have gin, chocolate, and bottle rockets.
Love
and
them.
And the Jimmies.
The Jimmies.
Yeah.
That's a super bill right there. I mean,
I would say. And Sam, you have to stay, because they're going to do an all-star jam with the Jimmies.
Any chance I get to sit in with Mr. Jimmy, I'll be there.
We will be looking forward to it. Now, before we let you go, wow, this song is gorgeous. But what do you hope people get from it?
I've had so many people ask me questions that I never would have imagined were questions people would get from that song. Not just like, oh, who's it for? Or what was this specific imagery? What I wanted that to represent was the concept of love. When I was writing that song, there was a question that I had at the time kind of been repeating to myself over and over. When faced with a decision, what is the most loving thing to do? And if love was here, what would love tell me? And so I decided to give love its own embodiment.
And it's an incredible song. I really do believe that anyone who hears this song can find something for themselves out of it too.
Yeah, I hope so.
Everyone, once again, Sam Ness, here is his song, She Is Love. Sam, thanks so much.
Thank you, Terry. I'll see you at the Mama Cares.
Sometimes I find silence in dark and deafening rooms. Neon serves its purpose. I fill the space above a stool. Sometimes I hear whispers in a cacophony of noise. She teaches me of kindness, though I've never heard her voice. She's the memory of a story someone told me long ago about their dream. She's a place that feels familiar that I know I've never seen. Sometimes I feel invisible, or the elephant in the room. Points my eyes towards the sky and says sometimes the stars feel that way too. Sometimes I get restless and I'm driving down the road. She calms my mind, singing lullabies through my van's radio. She's the memory of a story someone told me long ago about their dream. She's a place that feels familiar that I know I've never seen. She is love. She is love. She is love, 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 love. She is love.
She is love.
She is love.
She is love. Place that feels familiar. I hope one day I'll see you.
If it's local music from Wisconsin, it's heard here. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
All right, y'all. Thank you. breaking down heartache from the dimples that we just call me, cause I'll be around when your friends have gone.
Band from Chicago, Illinois there. Slow Thunder. It's from 2012. Sam Ness before that. Hey, thanks to Sam and Terry Barr for coming on the show tonight. Really appreciate the conversation. And don't forget the Mama Cares 10th anniversary balls happening March 30th at the High Noon Saloon. You get more tickets, or excuse me, get more information about that show, the full lineup, and everything you need to know at themamas.org, themamas.org. Hope to see you at the high noon on March 30th. Jimmy Kay and Rocker hanging out with you on a Saturday night. Original local music from Wisconsin coming up. We got a double dip from the People Brothers Band. They got a list of shows. We'll tell you all about that in just a couple of minutes. Plus music from M. Shays and Ryan McGrath Band. And Emmy Castro, she's live in studio. We're going to meet her, and they're going to perform a couple of songs for us live in studio. Looking forward to that. Love to hear from you, too. Text us right now through the Civic Media app, 844-967-2789, 844-96-PARTY. Let's do some Cat and a Hurricane. Got alternative radio just around the corner, too. This is Caffeine and Alcohol. It's Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music.
Take on the world. Right now I'm taking on myself. Incessantly haunted by the things that I once loved. Secondhand smoke and rum on my clothes. I can still smell him. Is this the the caffeine and alcohol in my blood, or is it some kind of divine punishment? 'Cause I said I'd be okay this time. I tried, I lied, I still get high off of coming undone. Sucking in smoke and rum on my clothes, I can still smell him. Fear of the past, I thought it. Caffeine got alcohol.
I'm Listening to local music from Wisconsin. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
540 WAUK presents This Week in Waukesha, a weekly podcast featuring Waukesha's issues and topics.
Hey, this is Downtown Danny Brown, and this week in Waukesha, we're acting locally, thinking globally, talking about smear campaigns and other issues affecting local politics this campaign season. Join us on civicmedia.us/shows. It's going to be a great show. Be there.
You can find This Week in Waukesha every week online at waukradio.com. As a federally licensed broadcast company, this civic media station is required by FCC regulations to accept advertising by all qualified candidates for federal office. We also accept ads from state and local candidates. We do screen announcements from issue groups and PACs and exercise discretion in airing announcements with blatantly false claims or outrageous unfounded statements. These announcements do not necessarily reflect the views of Civic Media, its hosts, or advertisers, and the source of all issue announcements can be found online at our FCC public file.
This is 540 WAUK Jackson, Milwaukee's real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Wallace. The Trump administration is administering polygraph tests to federal workers. Here's Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem.
We have identified two leakers of information here at the Department of Homeland Security.
And she says they will be prosecuted. More from CBS's Olivia Rinaldi.
This is all part of an effort to find what they're calling leakers, people who are letting the media know in advance about these immigration raids that they've been doing across the country. Director Noem on February 18th had actually warned about using these polygraph tests. The spokesperson for the department tells CBS News that these polygraph tests have been going on for weeks, at least 3 weeks of employees being subjected to this testing.
We also got word the Department of Health is offering all its employees $25,000 voluntary buyouts. And CBS News has learned the Department of Health and Human Services allowed associates of DOGE to access a child support